ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। May I ask all those sitting here, come in the front. All those here, come in the middle. Middle row. Don't sit here too much. This side. Okay, and all of those who are sitting here, come this side. Brothers also, move this side. Too big the hall. So first of all, I would like to ask all of you, are you all enjoying your stay here? Those who are enjoying a lot, raise your hand. Wow. So it's nice, isn't it? Right? Baba looks after us so much, giving care, inspire care. So sometimes we ask this question, who loves more? Baba loves me more or I love Baba more? So how many of you say, I love Baba more than he loves me? Raise your hand. I love Baba more than he loves me. Is there anyone? No one. We all agree, Baba loves us more than we love him. But why? Why can't we love Baba at least equally? There is one secret, and that is, for us, there are many people to love. We make the heart into pieces to distribute each piece to each one. But Baba has nobody except me. Except us. So definitely all his love comes to us. But because we have been body conscious for so long, we have distributed our heart. Our love is being divided. But now slowly, slowly, Baba is teaching us how to put the broken pieces of the heart together and make a whole heart. Before coming to Baba, there was a hole in the heart. Understand? Before coming to Baba, there was a hole in the heart. And now, Baba is making our heart whole heart. So that we only love him so much that nobody else comes in between myself and Baba. So what is yoga? Baba says don't even use the word yoga. It's a very technical term, very static. Because when we ask someone, did you have yoga today? No, sister, I was very busy. But if I ask you, did you remember your friends, your children? Yes, how can you forget? So, Baba says, don't use the word yoga. Instead, say remembrance. And remembrance of anyone, spiritual or worldly, is based on two things: love and relationship. So three things go together: love, relationship, remembrance. Triangle. Where there is relationship, there is love. And where there is love, there is remembrance. So our yoga is based on three things. If you don't have love for Baba, you don't have relationship, you don't remember. Now, whenever we sit in the remembrance of Baba, there are three stages. I want you to check today. All of us were sitting here for half an hour remembrance, right? Yes? From 10:30, right? So, I'm going to describe three stages. You check and see which stage you were in. First stage is to struggle, make a lot of labor to remember Baba. 1 minute you remember, next moment mind goes here, again you pull the mind back, remember, again it goes there, struggle, tug of war. Second type of remembrance is natural. Just like a child remember the parents, student remember the teacher, doctor remember the patient, they don't struggle. Natural. So, if I am sitting here in soul consciousness, definitely I will naturally remember Baba. Because for the soul, there is nobody else except Baba. So, second type of remembrance is natural, no struggle. But the third type of remembrance is very unique. And what is that remembrance? It is called troublesome remembrance. In Hindi, we say satane wali yaad. You try to forget Baba, you can't forget him. Yeah? Remembrance keep coming. Yeah? It becomes so troublesome to be without remembrance. So now, how many of you had this kind of remembrance, troublesome remembrance? No, in Sakar Murli's Baba says sometimes some children remember me so much that they disturb my sleep also. Shiva Baba sleep? Of course, when children remember Baba so much, remembrance begets remembrance. Love begets love, right? So he has to come to respond to your love. So he has to wake up Brahma Baba also. Yeah? So how many of you had that troublesome remembrance? Not struggle, not natural. Nobody. You were struggling? Was it natural? How many natural remembrance? Very few hands. How many struggling? Why struggle? On one side we say, oh, mine is only one Baba and none other. We say, Baba, after attaining you, I have everything. The earth, the sky belongs to me. Then why struggle? When you have only one Baba and none other, so that means there is somebody between you and Baba. Check. You know, when you are talking on the telephone sometime, the operator comes in between. So like that, who comes in between you and Baba? We all say we love Baba, right? There is no question. Baba also accepts. We all love Baba, but why we don't experience the stage of being merged in Baba's love? Why not? So there is somebody, something in between me and Baba. So I don't experience the stage of being lost, being merged in Baba. So that is what we need to experience. in order to burn our sins, in order to incinerate our sins. Love should be like fire. Love should be like fire that cannot be extinguished. You see, even in the worldly life, there is lover and beloved. When they remember each other, they get so lost that they don't even know whether it is day or night. And if I say Baba is my beloved, how much love I have for my beloved? If I am able to see somebody else also in between, so that is not called unadulterated love. So if you want to experience the state of being lost, merged in Baba's love, you must have unadulterated love. What means? Exclusive. No one included. You don't say, mine is one Baba and one other. No, none other. Yeah? Exclusive, unadulterated. That is when you can ignite the fire of love in your heart. Unless you ignite the fire of love in your heart, you cannot ignite the fire of yoga. Because Baba says only when remembrance becomes fire, the sins will be burned, transformation of sanskaras takes place. Now how to develop that kind of remembrance where I am totally absorbed, totally lost, merged in Baba's remembrance? I don't see anyone, anything in between me and Baba. For that, I need to practice. I need to look at yoga or remembrance as life. Not a drill, not a job, not a duty. Remembrance is life. And life is for 24 hours. And when you say remembrance is life, life equal to relationship. Relationship and life cannot be separated, right? Relationship and life, then comes remembrance. In the worldly life, we have different father, different mother, different teacher, all are separate. We have to remember them individually. But here, all in one. So if you want to have exclusive, unadulterated remembrance, you have to make sure you have connected all relationships with Baba. All relationships and all attainments from Baba. Underline. All relationships, all attainments from one Baba. Then only your remembrance can be unadulterated and exclusive. Because once Dadi Gulzar was saying that mind and intellect has only two doors to go. Either the mind goes towards relationship due to attachment, or the mind goes towards objects because of unfulfilled desires. Right? So if I have all relationships and all attainments from Baba, it cannot go anywhere. So how many relationships you think we can count that makes it all? Even if one relationship is missing, you cannot have exclusive remembrance because your mind and intellect will be pulled towards that relationship which you have not connected with Baba. So if even one relationship is missing, your intellect will go towards physical relationship. Because every soul wants to have the taste of love of all relationship. Father, mother, teacher, guru, friend, beloved, child, mother, means brother. Main eight relationship, which includes all relationship. So when I make Baba my world, that is what is called living in Baba's world. Where do you live? You live in this world or Baba's world? What is your answer? So if you are living, if you have to live in Baba's world, first of all, you need to have disinterest for this world. You have to step away. You can't put 2 feet in 2 boats. Either this world or that world. So live in Baba's world means I have disinterest for this world. So then I can connect all relationship and taste the sweetness of all attainments from Baba. So then the souls feel not only full, overflowing. So how to create disinterest for this world? Because so much attraction, so much attachment, so many desires. So one method Baba teaches in every Murli, look at this world as a graveyard. Who lives in the graveyard? Anybody has visited graveyard recently? You live in the graveyard visiting what? Who lives in the graveyard? Dead bodies. So Baba always says, everyone is already dead in this world. Yeah? We were also like dead bodies before coming to Baba. You think? So Baba came and gave us life, right? So this world is like a graveyard. Everybody is dead, everything is turned into ashes. So why I want to attach my heart to dead bodies? People usually run away when they see the dead body. They are so scared. So why I want to attach my heart to the dead bodies, which has no life? So I need to create that kind of disinterest. You know, so that my intellect can be lifted beyond this world, beyond relationships of this world. Then only I can step into Baba's world. You know, this remembrance is not a job, 4 hours job, 8 hours job, part time. Brahmin is life, it is not a job. So that means my remembrance has to be natural, easy, constant. So which comes first? If you want to make remembrance constant, first of all you have to make it easy. And to make it easy, it should be natural, not by force. So that is why Baba says you must always remember Baba with love, from the heart, not out of compulsion, not out of discipline, then you cannot do it all the time. So God is love, love is God, they say. You know? So if I want to really get lost and disappear from this world, what I need to do? First of all, I have to step up, you know, creating disinterest to this world and enter into Baba's world. And to enter into Baba's world or live in Baba's world means having all relationships and all attainments from Baba. Which means that Baba becomes my world, part and parcel of my life. So when I have such relationship, then only my remembrance can be troublesome. You understand? You know, even in Laukik life, you have many relationships. But when you remember all of them, you don't get lost. But when you remember a particular relationship, every time you remember, you feel you are lost in their remembrance. Why? Because you consider that person as everything to you. Everything to me, part and parcel. I don't have anybody else except that person. So then only I can have that kind of troublesome remembrance. So make Baba your world. That means connect all relationships and take all attainments from Baba. Only in the confluence age we have this advantage of making Baba my world. So have you tasted, ask yourself, have I tasted the love of all relationships? That is main eight relationship with Baba, have you? What is the love of a child to the father? How do you know? Of course, one thing we should be very clear also, how Baba gives me love. How I am receiving love, how do you know? The first feeling is, I feel that I am accepted. From the heart, the feeling of being accepted. Secondly, the feeling of welcome, you know? So the feeling, and love is experienced through vibrations and feeling. Different feeling, different vibration, right? So that is why we need all relationships, even in physical life. So what is the feeling and vibrations you get by which you know that Baba loves me as a father? The sweetness of father's love is the father loves the child, so he gives the inheritance. All that belongs to the father automatically belongs to the child. That is why in the Murli Baba says, in 1 second, Jivan Mukti. The moment you are born, you already have the right to the inheritance. And secondly, father's love is that he teaches the laws of life. You know, love and law go together. So Baba as father, he teaches us the laws of life. And that is why in Laukik life, they always show the child on father's shoulders. You know, when the father loves the child, he puts the child on the shoulders and walks. What it means that he makes you higher than himself. That is father's love. And what is the mother's love? How do you feel now today when I was sitting in meditation, or even otherwise when I was remembering Baba, I felt like I was getting mother's love. How do you know? What is the taste of mother's love? Mother's love is merciful. Nobody can give the love of the mother. Only mother can give. What it means is the mother knows the weakness of the child, and yet she forgives the weakness, forgets, and she gives love by seeing the good quality the child has. And in that way the child realizes its own weakness. So mercy means forgiveness in action. So when we came to Baba, we were not clean, we were so dirty, we committed so many sins. But Baba embraced me. Baba embraced me, took me in his lap without questioning, and forget and forgive and forget all that I have done. Not even I had to ask for forgiveness. I am forgiven. That's motherly love. And what is teacher's love? Teacher's love is to teach the truth and make the student equal to himself. So Baba reveals the truth as it is, not hiding, and making us like him. No other teacher can make another one like himself, because they are scared that their value will be lost. But Baba never thinks about it, right? And what is the love of the Sadguru? Sadguru means the one who removes the darkness and brings light into our life by giving guidance. You know, when somebody guides us, we feel like he is my guru. She is my guru, guiding us on the right path, giving us the right advice at the right time, you know, guiding us in the right way. So Baba loves us in that way. And what is the love of the friend? You know, you may have parents, guru, teacher, but if you don't have a friend, you don't feel complete life. So that is why nowadays boyfriend, girlfriend, but that is very disappointing, isn't it? No friend is very trustworthy. Only God friend. You can confide anything to him. You can trust Baba. You can always feel Baba. There is a shoulder that can I rely on, you know? So such a friend, God's friend, so you love from the heart. So I should really make Baba my friend and experience that friendship where your heart becomes light. Talk to Baba anything. He has the power to listen. You understand? In Western countries, instead of loving human beings, they got pets. Dog and cat. And why they love cats and dogs more than human beings? Somebody told me, because they don't respond to you, react. You say anything, they keep quiet. Human beings, you say one thing, they will turn back. So now you make God your pet. Yeah? God your pet. And you talk to Baba. Baba will listen. And, you know, he will console your heart, just like your pet does. That's why I remember one sister from Australia. You know, those days, Avyakta Baba used to meet souls personally. I was translating. So Baba asked that sister, whom do you love the most? You want to know the answer? That sister said, my dog. God is asking her. And Baba said, what? Yes, my dog. So then Baba made her understand for 15 minutes to change D-O-G into G-O-D. And at least by the end she left Baba, she could say, yes, I love you, Baba. You know, people don't experience love from the human beings because there is a difference between God's love and human beings' love. Human beings' love is selfish, conditional, limited. But God's love is unlimited, unconditional, selfless. So experience Baba as friend. Anything you talk to him, he has the power to listen. He won't react. You know, he listens to you from the heart. And what is the difference between the love of the beloved and the friend? Is there any difference? Or is it the same? No. The love of the beloved is intimate love. You understand? You know, you can stand naked in front of Baba without fear. That is called intimate love. So I should really experience, if you want to have the state of being lost in love, you must have the relationship of the lover and beloved. It's a very special love that every soul is yearning for. And that is why today they come into relationship thinking they get that love and they become happy when somebody says, I love you. Next time don't become, you know, don't get carried away, because when somebody says, I love you, that means they want you. No. When Baba says, I love each one more than the other, Baba means that his love is true, genuine, selfless, there is no expectation. So the difference between love of the beloved and love of the friend is, friend's love makes you light, but beloved's love gives you the feeling of protection, support. Understand? And what is the love of the child? No, Baba says, you make me your child and I will make you my child, heir, for 21 births. So making Baba my child is like becoming Baba's heir. You know, just like a mother uses all her energy, money, time to upbring the child. So same thing, when we are able to use all that we have to look after Baba's home, look after Baba's service, look after Baba's yajna, so we make Baba our child. We become heir. And lastly, what is the meaning of making Baba my brother, elder brother? It is like, you know, we have Rakhi every year. Rakhi means to enforce our relationship of God as my brother, I am his sister. Which means a bond of love and protection, which signifies purity. When I make a promise to lead a pure life, I have actually connected my relationship with Baba as my brother. So brother means someone whom you can always rely on for support and protection. When there is no father, the first son becomes the protector of the family. These are the main eight relationships. Of course, apart from that, Baba talks about Baba being the goldsmith, the gardener, the laundryman, you know, all these things, businessman. That is all secondary. But it is very important to look at the subject of remembrance as relationship based. And you have to have this relationship not only when you sit in meditation. Life, whole day, I live in Baba's world. Sometimes as father, sometimes as mother, sometimes as friend. So just like I and Baba are not separated. So once you have all relationship, what is the proof? What is the proof? I know I have connected all relationships with Baba. You easily become the embodiment of remembrance. The meaning of having all relationship, all attainments means you are an embodiment of remembrance. Me and Baba can never be separated as long as I am alive. Just like body and soul cannot be separated. So which means you become the conqueror of attachment. So the best method to conquer attachment is to have all relationship and all attainments with one Baba. So I need to really change my approach towards the subject of remembrance. Make it more alive. Make it more relationship based. Not static. Oh, I'm a point of light, Shri Baba is a point of light. And you know, so you can only think few minutes and then you fall asleep or your mind starts wandering. You know, but suppose, say for example, if I want to remain lost in Baba's love, what is the other method? You learn to admire Baba. You know how to admire? You know, when you look at a flower, when you look at a scenery in the nature, how you admire? You admire its beauty. So start to practice admiring Baba's beauty. So the question is Baba beautiful? Yes? How do you describe his beauty? His point of light. So how do you say he is beautiful? What is his beauty? Because they say a thing of beauty is joy forever, right? So, what is Baba's beauty based on? We have heard of the expression Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Anything that which is truthful is beautiful. Satyam Sundaram. So Baba's beauty lies in his truth. That is why they say handsome is not the handsome does, but not the handsome is, but the handsome does. So why Baba is beautiful? Because he is benevolent. His beauty is based on truth and benevolence. So begin to admire Baba's beauty in your heart. So you will fall in love with him. Just loving him is not enough. You cannot get lost. If you want to get lost, you got to fall in love. How many of you have fallen in love with God? Raise your hand. Nobody. Oh. You are scared of falling. Huh? What it means to fall in love? Give your heart to Baba. Have you given your heart to Baba? Not yet. This is a heart deal, you know. Exchange of hearts. That's why Baba says, Baba is sitting in your heart, you are sitting in Baba's heart. Who is sitting in your heart? Not Baba. Ghost. Who is sitting in your heart? If you have fallen in love, you have lost. Your heart is lost. So that is when you are called an angel. To love others for the sake of being loved is human. To love others for the sake of being loved is angel. Right? So try to understand how to fall in love. So you are lost. You don't have any other heart to go anywhere. Huh? So remembrance is so natural, so easy. I have only one heart, right? I cannot go fall in everybody's heart. Once if you have fallen in love with Baba, that is it. So I become equal to Baba. So if you want to get lost, you have to fall in love. And if you want to fall in love, you have to first admire Baba's beauty. Anything that you admire because of beauty, fall in love with that. Right? And secondly, you have to connect relationships. Anyone with whom you have all relationship, you naturally fall in love. See, Laukik people are mother, father, friend only for one birth. Only one relationship. Next birth, we don't know who will be our mother, who will be our father. But today we got so much attachment, even if they are dead also, we will be sitting and crying, remembering them. I miss my mother so much. Huh? Because you had fallen in love. Why not I connect that same relationship with Baba? So actually what it means is, Baba is all relationship for me, for the soul, for the whole cycle. Not for one birth. But we are not admiring Baba's beauty. We are not connecting our relationship with Baba. And you can connect relationship only when you are soul conscious. That is why many of us don't know how to remember Baba accurately. What it means to remember Baba accurately? To know myself as I am, what I am, and who I am. Then only I can remember Baba as He is, what He is, who He is. Until now, I think many of you have this question mark. Where do I remember Baba? Should I remember Baba in Parandam? Should I remember Baba in the subtle region? Should I remember Baba in Madhuban? Should I remember Baba in Brahma Baba's body or Gulzar Dadi's body? So you are only questioning, not started meditation at all. You know, what you need to do is to not think too much, but feel. When a child calls mother, mummy, the child says the mother gets some feeling. Right? My child is calling. So when I say Baba, I must get goose pimples. Right? Why? Because I know who Baba is. But I have to say that in soul consciousness, with recognition. Just like in bhakti, we used to say, hey Ishwar, hey God, no feeling. Just like a machine, you know, recorded machine. But not now. Now, even the word Baba has so much magic. Not only just Baba, but my Baba. Automatically, your attachment goes to Baba. You fall in love with him. My Baba. Doesn't matter. She says my Baba, but let her say, but my Baba. You have to remember Baba with the right. You know? Right. Then only you feel that closeness. In Laukic way, attachment begins with mine. So here also, my age of being lost in love begins with the feeling I say, my Baba. That means nobody else in my mind at that time. I can't be cheating Baba, you know. Oh Baba, I remember you for 8 hours part time. I remember my mother for 8 hours. It doesn't work. But the problem, the proof is that if you are remembering Baba in all relationship, in your Laukic life, all your relationships also work very well. We have two types of relationship. One is horizontal and vertical, right? So when your vertical relationship is accurate, your horizontal relationship will work okay. Understand? So you should not misunderstand attachment with love. Sometimes we have attachment with somebody, but we are saying we love them. Attachment is with the body. Love is in the soul. So first thing what you have to do in order to get lost, admire Baba's beauty. Connect all relationship with Baba. And thirdly, create an attitude of gratitude. Experiment this. You know, creating that feeling of gratefulness, thankfulness to Baba. So when you have that attitude of gratitude, your heart will be bubbling with love for Baba. Do I do that? Once Dadi said the recipe for getting lost in remembrance is during the whole day say thank you to Baba 1,000 times from the heart. Attitude of gratitude. And fourthly, always, you know, to be the feeling of thankfulness to Baba, the one who gave me the right path at the right time. You know, you always remember those people who saved you from dying, right? So that's why doctors nowadays is called next to God. So four things are necessary if you want to get lost. Admire beauty, connect all relationship with Baba, develop an attitude of gratitude, and always remember the kind of charity, charitable action Baba has done for me, saved me from drowning, saved me, gave me a new life from death. How thankful I am. Try that and see. It's not that you have to do these four things when you are sitting in meditation. This you can practice during the day. So there are three stages. One is lagan. One is manan, then lagan me magan. First of all, you must have manan. That means you should be thinking about churning, contemplation, reflection during the day. Who is Baba to me? Who am I to Baba? Talk. Have heart-to-heart conversation. And when you are doing that, you are recycling the energy in yourself. Right? So you are already in yoga. That you can practice manan stage in karma. It's possible. So when you have such manan, then you get connected, lagan. You know, like when a girl gets married to a boy, that is called in Hindi lagan, marriage. From that moment, both of them start remembering each other. Sometimes they don't even see. But engagement, already we start remembering, right? And then the last stage, what we call lost in love, is lagan me magan. Magan means lost and disappear. Just like a moth sacrifice into the flame, what happens to the moth? What happens to the moth? Become flame. No more moth. Because it went into the flame, become flame myself. So, I am light. I am lost in Baba's light. We become one. Some are sleeping. How can they understand this stage? Sit alert, please. Sit straight. Those who are sitting little bit totally relaxed, sit straight. Huh? You're a student in the university. Huh? So lost in love means lagan me magan. I am totally, you know, a moth. Dive into the flame. I'm living dead. I become like Baba. Just like the river surrenders to the ocean, become ocean. Then, how long you can hold that stage? That depends on your practice. It's not like touch and go. That is not called lost in love. You stay there long time. So that is why there is a difference between having love for Baba and being lost in love. Now that is the stage we need to have now. That is called tapasya. Lost in love, that creates a kind of heat, fire, that penetrates deep into my subconscious mind and cleanses the soul. Not just looking at Baba, you know, but I become one with Baba. That is called tapasya. That is why in order to have that stage, I need to have total purity. Because who is God? What is God's light? Ever pure. Even to touch the light, I need purity. And to be lost in that light, how much purity? So today we are not experiencing that stage of lagan me magan because of lack of purity. Just being vegetarian, just being brahmachari, coming to morning class, waking up Amrit Vela, it's not enough. That is basic. Total purity in thought, words, action, relationship, even in dream. When I have such purity, then I create the fire of yoga, fire of remembrance. And in that fire of remembrance, lagan me magan, my sins are being burned. So one particular relationship You know, if you want to create a fiery form, they call Jwalamukhi, fiery form of yoga, volcanic, what you have to do? The only relationship that helps me to reach volcanic remembrance is the relationship of the lover and beloved, where you become totally blind to this world. Don't see anyone between you and Baba. So Baba often talks about Laila and Majnu in the Murli, Sakar Murli. Majnu, the lover, was so much lost in the remembrance of Laila that he was running in the forest. Laila, 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 you know. And then he walked on one of the Muslim brothers, he was doing his prayer. He did not see him. He walked on him and he was angry. He called that Majnu. He said, you didn't see me here praying to Allah? He said, what? Your love for Allah is only that much that you can see me. My love for Laila is better than yours, because I couldn't even see you. You understand? So, I should have such unadulterated love. That is why Baba calls it as Ek Vrata, loyalty to Baba, faithful, honest, obedient, but loyalty more important. So much purity that no human being can touch me, even in their thought, I don't touch any human being with any impure thought, even in my attitude, then only you are worthy to be touched by God. Otherwise, Baba cannot touch me. I can't touch Baba. Right? I need some amount of purity. So pay a lot of attention to the level of purity, but at the same time, make this as a life, you know. Difference you can experience. One day Mother's Day, one day Father's Day, one day Teacher's Day. You make your own program. Or even during the day, 1 hour Father, 1 hour Teacher. So going to the depth of relationship, you know. So feel the presence of Baba together with yourself. So hope you can understand how to create that kind of fire in my heart. Fire of love. Fire ignites fire. You know, fire of love ignites the fire of yoga. And that is called volcanic yoga. So it has to be consistent. Because they say that when Lord Shankara was doing tapasya in the forest, when his eye opened, the whole forest got burnt. What it means actually, that when I have so much of love in the form of fire in my heart, the power of yoga is ignited and transformation takes place. Transformation takes place. That means anything you put into fire is transformed. So now we are not doing that stage of yoga. We are only second stage, forgetting, remembering, forgetting, remembering. Not enough fire to burn the sins. So go into the depth, dive into the depth. So for that I need to be introvert, I need the power of purity, I need to have an attitude of unlimited disinterest. So only then I can move faster towards the flame and hold on to that flame until I become flame myself. That is called Jiteji Marna. That is the fiery form. I am dead, so the one who is dead, the whole world is dead. So I experience deep silence, but deep silence with super sensuous joy. That is the experience of being lost. Deep keep silence, but happiness beyond senses. That is when, you know, the real praise, Sat Chit Anand. God is also Sat Chit Anand. I also become so two lights collide, creates thunder, lightning. That's volcanic. So we need to aim to reach that quality of remembrance if I want transformation. So however many days you are here in Madhuban, in Shantivan, aim at having the quality of yoga. Powerful stage. So for that, I need to practice coming out of the body. Coming out of the body. Just being a soul. Being. I am. So the more I have that practice coming out, the easier I can move towards the light and get lost. So in other words, you have to go beyond gravity. No gravity should pull me. No body, no bodily beings, nothing made out of five elements. I am flying. Beyond. That's the experience. In simple words, it is like I become one with God. I don't become God myself, but I become one with God, lost and disappear. Not unconscious, but lost and disappear. Not going into sleep. When you go to sleep also, you are lost and disappear, right? But that is unconscious. But this is consciously you experience. And so you can imagine that will burn. You know, when you have a funeral pyre, what is the temperature of that heat? Fire is one thing, pyre is another thing. So volcanic is fire, fire. Two fires merge in each other. I am also Jwala Roop, Baba also Jwala Roop. So, what happens? There is, you become lighthouse, you become mighthouse. Nothing remains. So don't try to struggle anymore. Now, 1st of March, today, remember struggling, battling. If you are still battling, you will go to Silver Age. If you leave the body in that stage, you go to Silver Age. I come to Baba to come to Golden Age. So why I should end up in Silver Age? So erase that sanskara of struggling. I have waste thought, I have negative thoughts, I have impure thought. That is kindergarten effort. Now we have to just become who I am. Dadi Janki always says this, who I am, who I belong to. That's enough. Who am I? Who I am belong to. So goose pimples should start coming. Because Baba is not an ordinary personality. The one whom the whole world remembers, that is my father, my husband, my friend. What more you need? Just get lost. Right? Get lost doesn't mean that you fall into deep sleep. No matter how deep you are in meditation, you don't need to close your eyes. It's awakening, aware. So unless you have that awareness, you become embodiment, you cannot go into that state. So let us practice now for a few minutes. Taste it, but you have to be alert, not sleepy. This is a bit hard time. 12 o'clock, they say, the sun comes up on the head. So that's the hardest time to keep awake during the day. But now you have to do it. So sit straight. So close the three doors. Only keep one-way traffic. The doors of the consciousness of the body, the doors of the consciousness of bodily relations, the doors of worldly objects. Three doors closed. Only one door, Mera Baba, my Baba. Okay? So let us see how much we have attained sovereignty over ourselves, self-sovereignty. I order my mind, I order my intellect to leave this body, become point of light, go beyond the pull, beyond the subtle regions into the soul world. I am lost. I become aware of myself as a tiny point of light. In 1 second, I move away from this body. And I see myself floating beyond the pull of this matter and the material worlds. I am moving beyond the clouds, even beyond the subtle regions, in the dimension of golden red light. In this region of golden red light, I, the being of light, I see myself present in front of the supreme light, the sun of knowledge. I connect with the supreme light as I touch the light of God. I begin to receive rays and rays filled with light and might. I am enjoying this experience of being empowered with this rays of light filled with love. Baba, my beloved, the purest being, is welcoming me with this rays in the form of arms. I, the pure soul, I merge into Baba's arms. And I'm totally absorbed in Baba's love. Baba is showering me with so much love, filled with light. am lost. In the love of Baba. Baba has accepted me as I am. Baba has forgiven me as I see myself in His embrace. I feel myself merged in Baba's eyes, light upon light in silence. As these rays of light filled with love penetrate into my subconscious mind, I can feel the cleansing. I can feel the soul returning to its eternal form, eternal sanskaras. In this experience, I am beyond in this experience I am seeing myself in Parandham, lost in Baba's lap, becoming one with Baba. I stay in this experience of being lost. Me and Baba and none other. Just Baba and myself. This intimate love allows me to be in front of Baba as I am, what I am. Allow Baba's rays of light and might to penetrate into my subconscious mind and cleanse the soul. I feel like a new baby, born again from the mother's womb. I enjoy this innocence, purity. I stay with Baba in Parandham, very close, feeling God's love, immense love. Enjoy this moment. I feel. Myself becoming very light, empowered. Enlightened. And I slowly return from the soul world into the world of matter. I, the point of light, I return to my body. Sparkling star in the center of the forehead, radiating Baba's light and love out into the world. I am light. I am love. I am pure. I am bliss. I am lit. Filled with love. Om Shanti. Thank you. I would really suggest and recommend to all of you, before you leave Madhuban this time, make sure that you explore the area in your Brahmin life. If not now, then never. Thank you.